This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there that want the answer so bad, you want the resolve to the issues today that you just found something else to entertain yourself with out of your own freedoms. Yeah, it's amazing how people are just so quickly distracted from the path that they need to take when it comes to responsibility. Some people, let me tell you, friends, they love their freedom so much that they're willing to let someone fight, bleed, and die to give it. But when it's time for them to fight, for them to stand up and do the right thing, friends, they are MIA. They want to be entertained. They got to have their ears tickled. They keep up teachers to itch their itching ears. But when it's time to actually do something and get the job done, I'll tell you what, they are the first ones gone. You know what I'm talking about, friends? There's a whole lot of this going on in the country today. Friends, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes and two is Eric Mortensen, representative from the state of Minnesota, that's actually introduced a bill to imprison the governor if he violates these, well, where the line is drawn in the sand. I'll let him explain in just a couple minutes. He will be with us at the 2:17 mark, okay? So just hold on with us. Before we get over to that, friends, I want to bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out those articles, 13 to 15 of them, combating the lies in the mainstream media on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you go to the right side of that page, you will find the resources, the social media platforms, both the morning show and the afternoon show, right on the right side of that page. Please, when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please subscribe. Please subscribe, okay? You'll always find me and Tim over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there, beforeitsnews.com. Top left, go to the right, click onto it, join us on social media platforms. If you'd like to give us a call at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, the Bible is the rock upon which a republic rests, period. Okay? If you don't know where you came from, you surely don't know where you're going. That's what we're doing, is educating people as we practice what we preach before we turn and tell others what they should do. I mean, how could we do that if we weren't doing it ourselves, right? So anyways, enough said. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Tomorrow I'm going to do a show on MSNBC, and I want to tell you what, friends, I'm going to play some audio video for you, and you will understand the definition of the uneducated, useful idiots. Now, keep in mind, I'm not name-calling. It was actually Vladimir Lenin, Russian revolutionary, that named useful idiots for the very purpose to upend their purposes. In other words, we look at subversive organizations in America today, and they're used to upend the U.S. Constitution, because if you remember rightly, it was the second president of the United States of America, John Adams, that said, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious, under the umbrella of the Christian faith, religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So when you look at a lot of these subversive organizations in America, you need to understand, friends, that they are not in legal standing in the United States of America. Just ask George Soros, who would know better, right? But if the American people let them do what they do, well, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with, and that's why they're here, okay? So we need to understand the law. We need to enforce the law because we are the strength of the Constitution, as Thomas Edison rightly stated. And if we forgot that, friends, this is what happens to a country. We just let the bad guys do what they do, okay? I'm personally sick and tired of the bad guys, so much so I always make reference to Moses and the Ten Commandments, a tablet in each hand that is inscribed onto the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. And what does it say right under that, friends? It says, justice guards our liberty. Without justice, we're gone. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4. Now, really quick, I want to show you a video of an individual. There's not much audio. You'll hear a lady talking in the background. But I want to show you another individual that was damaged, that actually succumbed to one of the 400 adverse side effects concerning these dangerous vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, now Johnson & Johnson. But I just want to show you, friends, when you're listening to the governors of state throughout the United States of America and those self-proclaimed global leaders that are talking about getting vaccinations, and you got to do it because it's the best thing since sliced bread, I want to show you what they don't want you to see once again. So why don't you go ahead and play that, Judah, really quick, and you can begin to understand what's going on. There's a man here laying in bed with his eyes rolled back. One is shut and the other one's rolled up because he can't move. He's paralyzed. And what you need to understand is he's got a T-shirt on that says vaxxed. He's completely paralyzed.
Take a breath.
Okay. The woman's trying to get him to breathe properly. Now, keep in mind, it says vaxxed, the people's truth, on his shirt. And obviously, he didn't want to listen to anybody but the mainstream media that he, by the way, decries as a bunch of liars. Well, he apparently took heed to what they had to say, and now he is, in fact, succumb to the effects of these liars. John 8:44, Ephesians 4:14. Read it when you get a moment. But friends, he can't move. He can barely breathe. And I also thought it was important, friends, that there's another individual that just got a shot. The New York Post just posted this article. Man's skin peeled off in rare reaction to Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. And if you're on social media platforms right now, you can see these after effects. Well, the best thing, then the coolest thing since sliced bread to get these vaccinations. How come you are hearing just one side of their narrative, friends? How come all of the doctors that are standing up against these lying conspiratorial henchmen, why is it that everything a doctor says in the hundreds of thousands on a global basis that is standing in stark contrast to the likes of Bill Gates, the WHO, the CDC, and that of Anthony Fauci, why is it being censored? You better ask yourself that question. Wasn't it George Washington again, friends, that said, listen, if your freedom of speech is taken away, you're going to be as sheep led to the slaughter. This is what they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see the side effects, friends. They don't want you to see those articles of the truth of the matter. And they surely don't want you to understand that just in March, all the way up until March 19th, 2021, in 1 month, 2,050 people were dead from the vaccinations, 44,606 injuries, all succumbed because what? They didn't want to listen to a guy like me through the experimental COVID vaccines. We're going to be right back. Eric Mortensen with us, Sons of LibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We're going to get to that in just one moment. I got Representative Eric Mortensen with me. I'm going to pull him up in just one second. I want to highlight one more point concerning the first segment that I didn't have time to get to, so here it is. This was sent to me just a couple minutes ago, right before the show. And I think everybody needs to understand this. We know that the childhood vaccination a bill that was passed in 1986, right, that shields the vaccine companies from their responsibility concerning damage, one of the 400 adverse side effects concerning the damage that it may cause or even death. Well, guess what? If it does, there's absolutely nothing you can do, say they. That's only going to go so far, you can rest assured, friends. But the fact of the matter is now we're finding that insurance companies will no longer insure people that have been vaccinated. Listen, a gym stops training vaxxed clients after it discovers they are no longer insured. You might want to check out, friends, your insurance company before you decide to go out and do something you wish you hadn't, okay? And again, friends, we're just giving you information over here that the mainstream media continuously censors. But again, gym stops training vaxxed clients after it discovers that they are no longer insured. You better check with your insurance companies, friends, as to make sure that you are vouchsafe on every front concerning what's going on with these vaccinations, because you are being set up for the fall in every given direction. As I've said before, and I say again, I don't like being lied to, and I know that you don't like being lied to. So the bottom line is, it's truth that makes men free, John 8:32, and it's truth that we better live by as we follow the Christ, John 14:6, period. Cool? Got it? All right, let's do this. Well, let's go ahead and pull up our friend, Eric Mortensen, representative from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Eric. I truly appreciate you having the courage to come out and share not just with Minnesota, but the United States of America as to the steps that you're taking concerning the corruption that you're seeing fall from the tree of this governor in the state of Minnesota. So welcome.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I think this is easy stuff. It doesn't take much courage, or shouldn't, to come on the radio and talk about these things, because people deserve to know the truth.
Amen. And that's what I continuously highlight. As a matter of fact, I said it right before I think you jumped on the telephone with me, is everybody loves their freedoms, Eric, until they have to fight for it. And I think that's pretty shameful conduct, especially when you see the hundreds of thousands that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution that went before us, or even in our families. I come from a military family, and understanding the price paid for our freedoms, I'm not going to roll over in the face of tyranny the way we see it rolling out in the face of the American people today. And I just want to say this because I think it's important for everybody to understand, and Eric, I'm conveying this to you as my guest. You know, I was on Salem Communications once, and I was highlighting the crimes of the Obama administration. And I remember the station manager came over to me and said, you know, you're really hitting him kind of hard. I said, yeah, I am. The man has violated our Constitution over 1,163 times. I said, it's about a time someone hits him. And he said, but he's our president. We still need to respect him. And I was taken back, like, wait a second. I said to him, I said, I am respecting him by not tolerating crimes against the people, because if you put it in the light of what our forefathers did on the battlefields to ensure our freedoms while fighting tyranny off in third world countries, I said, to respect the office is to do the same thing here in America, to preserve our freedoms. And when they uphold the Constitution, what does it say? They put their hand on the Bible, they swear to God and man, they'll uphold the enumerated laws found within, and they say that they will war against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. So I think it's time that the American people understood that there are people that know the law and that are taking it to corruption in the United States in respecting the office, not disrespecting the office. What say you, Eric?
Well, I get told all the time in St. Paul here in Minnesota that the way I'm doing things is it's not how they usually do things, and I'm more aggressive than they're accustomed to. And I just constantly tell people, look, if things don't work down here, don't tell me how they work, because they don't. So yes, I'm going to do things different. I'll continue to do things different. And part of that's been very different has been just going to the people and telling them, be it through Facebook or just social media outlets, telling them this is what's happening in St. Paul, and this is why your state lawmakers don't listen to you, and telling them things that they probably have never heard, especially from a politician. But I'm just convinced that we are staring at a very scary future if we don't wake more people up to realize how far down this path is this, you know, this communist path we've already come down, and how we are staring at this abyss if we don't start to take action.
That's right. Action for Liberty just put this out. We just passed the one-year mark of Governor Walz's unilateral declaration of emergency powers. He wrote, since March 13th of last year, Walz has abused his powers and destroyed businesses, infringed on civil liberties, and has interfered in our lives at unprecedented levels. For those reasons, our team has one thing to say to him, never again. Then you're introduced, Eric Mortensen. Today, Rep. Eric Mortensen introduced the Unilateral Emergencies Power Repeal Act on the House floor, and Rep. Jeremy Munson has already signed on as a co-author, unlike all the fake bills, he said, offered by weak Republicans and con artist Democrats. Then he names Julie Sandstead. This legislation does exactly what is needed to restore our republic. And then he begins to give us a list of the violations by that of Tim Walz. And I just want to kind of hit off on each one of them. And if you don't mind, could you kind of explain to which each violation that he highlights is? And then we can understand, come all the way around and understand, Eric, as to what you're doing by signing or bringing forth this bill to, well, to put his little backside in prison if he violates the Constitution again. Here's number one, removes the governor's ability to unilaterally declare an emergency.
Right. Okay, so I'll address these one by one. Is that what you're looking for?
Please.
Sure. So that's number one. And I first want to go back a little bit and talk about some of these fake bills that other lawmakers are introducing, because they've been stalling and dragging their feet for, 3 months now. They've been saying that this is the establishment, Republicans and Democrats, yep, that are saying, no, we should just revise this Chapter 12 statute, mm-hmm, what governs emergency powers here in Minnesota. And all they've been doing is dancing around the edges of the issue and just kind of trimming. And really what all their other bills except mine do is they just say, well, both bodies need to agree to an extend an emergency. And everybody seems to be chalking that up as sufficient enough. And I've been the one person saying, no, that's not sufficient, because we are one Democrat senator away from our state Senate from Democrats controlling both houses. So, no, that's not good enough. So the first thing that makes it very different from these other bills that really would do nothing is that the governor cannot unilaterally declare an emergency, because that's our current statute. Here is if one man or woman can say, I declare an emergency, and they anoint themselves the king of the state. Well, my bill would require it takes that power and moves it to the legislature. And it says the legislature now can declare an emergency, but it would require a two-thirds supermajority vote in both houses. And I think that raises the bar to such a level that only real emergencies would be declared. And my bill would say, it says, well, after 5 days is all an emergency lasts, but then it can be extended for another 25, so a total of 30. But it would take another two-thirds majority vote of both houses on that fifth day. And then even if you get to 30 days and say on the 31st day, there still seems to be some semblance of an emergency, once again, it would require two-thirds supermajority vote in both houses. So really, it should eliminate the possibility of any emergencies being politicized. And I think if this were law, our emergency, if you want to call it that, in Minnesota, it would have been ended last probably May. It probably would have lasted 2 or 3 months, and it would have been done. I think last March, probably both bodies would have given a two-thirds supermajority vote, because we just didn't know much about the virus. But it didn't take us long to realize this really was no more deadly than the flu.
Exactly. And also, I think people came to the conclusion, at least those that were paying attention, to the fact that it wasn't the virus that was under attack. It was the businesses and the American people and their God-given rights. And that's the realization many have come to. I want to highlight one of the things, though. This individual that wrote for Action for Liberty called out these weak Republicans. Are we talking about the likes of a Senate majority leader such as Paul Gazelkin, the Bruce Andersons, the best that we've been sold in the state of Minnesota? Are these the guys that we're talking about when we're talking about weakness in our government?
Yeah, I mean, really the entire Republican Senate, and I'll give one person a sort of an out here because he has agreed to carry my Never Again bill in the Senate, and that's Senator Mark Curran. So I do need to give him some credit for having the courage to do it, because I guarantee Paul Gazelka is not happy. The Senate here just passed Senate File 4, which is one of these weak bills that really does nothing.
Yeah.
So it did take a little bit of the courage for him to do that and show that he wants something a little more aggressive.
Yeah, Paul Gazelka is a weakling. He's a capitulator. And the people in the state of Minnesota have been putting up with this guy far too long. Folks, we got Rep. Eric Mortensen talking to Bill about a bill right now, friends. And we're going to continue on highlighting line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what is in this bill that Eric is pushing, because it does imprison the governor if he acts out one more time. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is racing to boost coronavirus vaccinations with new cases of the virus on the rise.
White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling reporters it's an accelerated response to a growing threat.
President Biden has ordered that his national vaccination effort accelerate to the next level. Within 3 weeks, by April 19th, 90% of adult Americans will be eligible for a vaccine.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky also repeating the warning, it's not time to let our guard down. A New York man is scheduled to be arraigned later today for hate crimes. Brandon Elliott, who is black, is accused of beating a 65-year-old Asian woman and yelling racial slurs at her in New York City on Monday. This is one of a number of attacks on Asian or Asian American people across the United States in large Democratic-run cities. USA Radio News. As immigration officials are contending with more than 30,000 unaccompanied minors at the U.S.-Mexico border, one government agency in California is asking foster parents how many migrant children they can house, including an option for more than 26 kids. Travis and Charlotte Call lead a nonprofit centered on combating human trafficking. They say housing migrant children is taking away from their nonprofit.
There's 30,000 children in Los Angeles County alone that are in the foster system and 60,000 that are in California that are in the system as well. And now you have 30,000 children at the border, and they're going to add that to the number. So you have 30,000 in Los Angeles alone, and you're going to add an additional 30,000? It's shocking.
The state Supreme Court of Wisconsin is blocking Democrat Governor Tony Evers' order regarding a mask mandate. The mandate ends immediately. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page, Sons of Liberty Media.com, and you will find social media platforms there. Go ahead and click onto them. Join us on Top Chat. And, or, by the way, when you're on Sons of Liberty Media.com, go ahead and subscribe to that page. Please do, because I get emails all the time. Where do we find you? Where are the resources, so on and so forth. I've said it 1,000 times. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. Click onto it. Join us on social media platforms, which would be Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do. We do have a guest right now, Representative Eric Mortensen, but that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. So let me go back to Representative Eric Mortensen, who's bringing this bill, friends, which would imprison the governor if he violates, the mandates that are given out as an outline to him. And this is proper government, too, friends. These people work for us. We do not work for them. When you go to the Declaration of Independence, you can clearly see it says that they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, which now leads me to a direct question to Representative Eric Mortensen, who is introducing the bill. Eric, can you go ahead and tell everybody, not just again in Minnesota, but in 140 cities across the country, where has the governor been deriving delegated authority? Because we know it's not from we the people. Where is he getting the approval and the green light to go ahead and implement outside his scope of authorities at will on the people in the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, where he's been hiding is in our Chapter 12 laws, Chapter 12.31 and 12.32, which my bill strikes both of those statutes. But within state statute, it says that during a peacetime emergency, the governor can issue executive orders that carry the full effect of law. And what they're essentially arguing then is that, well, state statute, well, and I should go back a little bit. Of course, our state constitution says that the ability to make law, that power is strictly granted to the legislative branch, not the executive branch where the governor resides.
Yep.
So essentially what their legal argument is that state statute somehow miraculously supersedes our state constitution. And, of course, anybody listening to this show hopefully realizes that is not the case. In fact, this statute is unconstitutional.
That's right. I mean, if it's he can come up with all the executive orders he wants to, or any other governor across the country. I mean, we've got over in Michigan, Gretchen, this exceptional devil, and that's exactly what she is. Gretchen Whitmer, she's come up with 193 executive orders. And I tell the people over in the state, listen, they're all null and void, nugatory, as Thomas Jefferson said, if they are not congruent to the U.S. Constitution. And the only way that you're going to know if they're congruent or not is by knowing what the Constitution says, the same way you can tell if a stick is crooked. Lay a straight one next to it. And that's really all it comes down to. And Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And again, that's what's happening here. Most people think that if the governor says it, if a mayor says it, or if one of the branches of government or the president says it, it must be law because they know better than us. Well, you're going to find out more than not, they don't know better than us, and they know all the well that you're not going to do anything about it because you actually believe that they can act outside of the law, as if to suggest they're a law unto themselves, which they are not. The number two on here on this bill of grievances, Eric, is the governor's orders will not be treated as law, so they would be considered null and void. Is that correct?
Correct, but we go a little further because we strike the ability for the governor to issue executive orders. My bill states that the governor has to remain within existing statute. Therefore, or in other words, meaning if the governor feels that we need some new law in the books to manage some emergency, he needs to go to the legislature who has the authority to make law.
And that's what they don't want you to know right there. It's just that. Number three, punishes the governor. This is the kicker here, Eric. And this is where I'm high-fiving you, brother, because people across the country are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I continuously tell the people when they say, what do we do? I always invoke Article 2, Section 4, and I always make reference to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. It's not enough to impeach them. It's enough to impeach them and then charge them for their crimes, their transgressions against the U.S. Constitution, because until that message is sent to corruption in our government, regardless of what capacity it may be, nothing's going to change in this country. So let me give you number three, friends. And Eric, I'm throwing this right back at you, my friend. Punishes the governor with jail time for violations. This is beautiful. What does it say?
Right. So what we're saying is, just like the governor's been threatening all 6 million Minnesotans for almost 13 months now, that if we dare to violate his unconstitutional executive orders, he's threatening us with 90 days in jail or a $1,000 fine.
Hmm.
So we're flipping that and saying, well, if the governor is unable or unwilling to follow the rules in this revision to our Chapter 12 laws, it is the governor who goes to prison for 90 days or pays a $1,000 fine. So just before Thanksgiving this year, the governor shut down the entire state again and said nobody allowed inside your home. Even if you're walking down the sidewalk, you cannot stop and talk to a neighbor. That would have been illegal and punishable with 90 days in jail or a $1,000 fine.
Interesting.
So I knew that was illegal, and I sent a handwritten invitation to our Attorney General, Heath Ellison, and the governor, saying, I'm having a party at my house the Tuesday or Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and I'm going to have about a dozen friends, and I'm inviting you over. So I was trying to throw it in their face that we're going to be civilly disobedient, and I dare you to do something about it.
Amen.
I knew that that was an unjust law.
Amen. Because I'll tell you, Eric, I have not been playing along with this criminal governor in any sense of the word, because I know he doesn't have the authority to do it, yet he does it. And we see this as happening in concert, not just in the United States of America, which you can put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18, but it's not just happening here in America. It's happening all over the world. But what most people don't get Eric, in the state of Minnesota or across the United States, is that all of these countries from Australia to the Netherlands to Belgium to the UK to London, all the way over to France to Germany, and the list goes on and on, Romania, they are amassing in such size because of which they have suffered from their particular governments, which, by the way, are all saying the same thing on a global basis under the directives of this narrative falling from the likes of a Bill Gates. And it blows me away. But the people in prospective countries outside of America are standing up and saying, oh, no, you don't. As a matter of fact, yesterday in London, listen, I'm a preacher, okay, and I'm not going to use these vulgarities, but it was wonderful to see the amount of people amassing, which, by the way, is beyond police restraint, which has got to put a chill up the spine of any tyrant, okay, because they no longer control those people. And history does teach us you can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up. Well, that's what's happening. But what we need to understand, over in the UK, they were actually standing up and singing in unison, right? You can stick poison vaccine up your blank. And I've got the video in front of me. I've got the audio in front of us. Tim Brown talks to the UK every weekend. And what is happening is the truth of the matter. And the American people are a little bit behind the eight ball concerning what's going on here. And one of the things that you said, Eric, was people better wake up before it's too late. You know what's sad about all of this, Eric? They have the information that's accessible to them, but they continuously listen to the same mainstream media that 94% of them say they don't believe. Yet when they find out how many people are pretending with Anthony Fauci and his unconstitutional, you know, mandates concerning mask mandates, 88% of the people in this country are going along with it.
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
I say it's a sad day when Americans have to look at the British to be liberty leaders. I mean, and unfortunately, we're not even looking at them. That's the problem. I think, and that's your point, is most Americans have no idea this is even happening because our media doesn't report it. I have a friend who was telling me about all this stuff that he's seen on alternative media sources, that how all across Europe people are taking action in massive numbers. But in, you know, the United States here, my wife, she drove me over to the gas station earlier today, and she said, "Do you need a mask?" And I looked at her and said, "No, I don't need a mask. What do you know? I'm not going to wear a mask in the gas station.
Amen.
What do I need?"
That's right. You know, And where is, and this is what always begs the question, and you're a representative, the burden of proof falls on those that are bringing forth these unconstitutional edicts, not on the people that they are to serve. But the people have it completely backwards, and they actually feel that, well, I better produce something, or I better go along, because if I don't, then I'm a troublemaker. Well, the history of this country is birthed by troublemakers. It was William Booth that rightly said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that we have to do today, Eric, to get in trouble is to actually stand for the truth, stand for the Constitution, and to tell the truth. And before you know it, here it comes. But somebody's got to be right, and somebody's got to be wrong. And in this particular case, friends, I'm here to tell you, we are right. And I praise God for what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm the only lawmaker in the St. Paul, our state capital here, that refuses to wear a mask. Everybody else wears a mask in that building. And I've had threats to have ethics complaints filed against me. They've threatened to fine me $250 a day. And I've just said, no, I've gone through OSHA training, firefighter training, hazmat response training. There's no training that I have ever received in my 42 years that would say a T-shirt in front of my face is going to stop a virus that's 0.125 microns in size from getting into my respiratory system. That's a lie. It's not true.
It's pretty amazing what as we're taught, the right and the left, right? We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party affiliations, Article 4, Section 4. But it's pretty amazing how the right and the left came together on this whole invisible enemy. It really is. And I want to say something, too, to that, Eric. You being a firefighter, you know all the well. That's all you have to do is look on the back of the box of the mask, and the manufacturers will tell you it does not prevent COVID-19 or disease. And yet, they want you to pretend with them. We're going to take one. I'm going to give you one more question after this final segment, Eric, and I totally appreciate you. Friends, Representative Eric Mortensen doing the stuff in the state of Minnesota, which applies to all of us. We're going to come right back to him, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have Representative Eric Mortensen with us today. Eric, my son just sent this over to me, and it is a consent venues begin using vaccine passports as shows start opening up again. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that? Is that happening in the state of Minnesota? Because it seems to me that these powers that are tolerated are just driving over the top of the voice of the people and those that are warning us about the dangers of vaccinations.
I haven't heard of it yet, but I've been hearing of businesses putting some measures like this in place. In fact, as I was thinking about this morning, I just posted on social media that one of my short-term predictions is this is going to become the state, and I mean that at the state and federal level, but the government, this is going to become their excuse in my mind to push this vaccine passport on a national level, is they're going to prop up the private sector as the bad guys, and they're going to say, boy, these guys are already going on this path. It's nothing new. Therefore, we'll just institute it nationally because they're going to come up with excuses to regulate it. But really, it's going to be national discrimination against vaccination status.
And that's right.
It's pretty alarming stuff. When about a year and change ago, it was just 2 weeks to slow the spread. Now we're talking about vaccination passports.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anybody understands history just a little bit, it didn't take a genius to figure out the pill that was in this jam. And now we're seeing, as a matter of fact, if you take it over to Israel, we're seeing to the extreme of that because they're like 10 paces ahead of the rest of the world because they're basically testing on those people as a bunch of guinea pigs. And I shared some audio yesterday of a woman from Israel, and it reminded me of Schindler's List, of the Holocaust. She was crying out to the people of the world, world saying this is what's happening here. They're forcing vaccinations on people that refuse them. 75% of the people in Israel have called it the Holocaust, vaccination Holocaust, and they've refused to take the vaccinations. But if you refuse to take it, then you can't buy or sell or go back to normal life. And to me, that's a direct assault on everything that we are in this country. So I guess it explains, does it not, that we have the same corrupt powers that are tolerated in D.C. and throughout the states of the United States of America, again, operating in unison, that are simultaneously trying to disarm the people at the same time. I mean, this is insanity, is what it is.
And in my mind, the terms freedom and liberty have become so watered down that for so many people, it just doesn't resonate with them anymore. They don't understand what it means. But I think when you paint that picture that if you don't get this vaccination and this passport, therefore you can't come into my store, you can't buy my goods, you can't work at my company, that's what's coming. And if that doesn't make people realize that their very core individual liberties are under threat, then I don't know what will.
Yeah, well, again, let me take it one more step. Eric, these are the same people that have illegally sanctioned the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day that are telling you to take the vaccinations because it's for your safety. I mean, there's the insanity of it. People aren't putting that together, realizing, wait a second, they're telling me that there's a virus that they can't prove. They call it the invisible enemy. They're driving and corralling the people on a global scale into taking their vaccinations. We're seeing the side effects of the vaccinations. I don't know. I mean, some people are just as blind as can be, and they have their eyes wide open, and they're as deaf as can be, and their ears are wide open. So how do you help a people that refuse to help themselves? I don't know that you can, but I got you for just a couple more minutes here. We have Representative Eric Mortensen in the state of Minnesota that's actually bringing forth a bill right now to incriminate the governor if he acts outside of his scope of authority. And I'm going to go to number four here, and it's the final one that was stated on this article that was sent out by Action for Liberty. And by the way, I think it's a good deal that they're doing over there at Action for Liberty. But number four is this. It establishes a Citizens Bill of Rights for emergencies. Can you explain that, Eric, please?
Yeah, and I think this is probably, and it shouldn't be controversial, but I think probably you're probably a good example of somebody who might look at this and say, this shouldn't be needed to reiterate a Bill of Rights. Should be unnecessary if we're just following, you know, our founding principles. But in Minnesota in particular, our judicial branch is they're not exactly on our side. I'll put it back that. They've dismissed probably half a dozen lawsuits that have been successful in other states, including Wisconsin just recently on their mask mandate. But so this is to send a message to the judicial branch in Minnesota just to remind them that our individual rights are paramount and that no executive order can infringe upon any of our individual rights. And, of course, we rattled off a handful, but we made sure to include that these are not limited to freedom of speech, freedom to exercise religious beliefs. For a while, our governor shut down our churches like other governors, the right to assemble. We've been locked in our homes for months at a time and told we could visit nobody. The right to keep and bear arms, the right to travel when we were told we couldn't leave our houses. Yeah. So it's just a reminder to the courts that, hey, these things are not permitted, and that that way they can't twist the language of this to say, well, these things were never referenced, therefore the governor can do these things. So it's almost, it should be an unnecessary security blanket to the bill, but in Minnesota, I think it's important.
Eric, have you taken the time to read the preamble to the Bill of Rights? Because we know that the Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. As a matter of fact, you're a representative, and you're sharing with us as to what the Bill of Rights actually constitute and what it means to we the people. You're just reinforcing what the Bill of Rights state through number four here is how I take it. But if you read the preamble, and I'm not suggesting that you haven't, Eric, but it says, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire in order to prevent, listen to this, misconstruction or abuse of its misinterpretations, right? Powers. That further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added and is extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. This is, again, this is just craziness is what it comes down to, that we're even having this conversation right now. But the fact of the matter is, we are having this conversation. And I think that people need to be educated, Eric, and that's exactly what you're doing, that Abraham Lincoln said, we the people are rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution. I think it might be a good opportunity for us in the state of Minnesota and throughout the United States of America to also remind the judges, and there's a lot of good judges out there, and I thank God for good government, I really do, that are standing against this corruption. But the fact of the matter is, good judges need to understand that we're behind them. They have the people behind them, and they need to be encouraged as well. But the bad judges also need to understand that there is Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, and if they sit during bad behavior, they can be impeached and prosecuted just like the governor can. And no one is immune from the law if the people understand that they're the law in this country. So with that said, Eric, I'll give you the last word. I got about 2 minutes left. What would you like to say? Well, let me say this. What is the possibility of this coming down and it being established in the face of the governor with all of the representatives standing on your side? What is the possibilities of that really happening today?
Well, here's the way I look at it. I would like to think that even the Democrats in our legislature see that one man or woman having this much power is not a good thing. Because I think if they were to, you know, in 2022, we've got a governor election. And if a GOP or Republican governor gets elected, I would think that they would not have, they would not desire that governor to just be able to unilaterally declare an emergency. So I think this is not some hyper-partisan bill by any means. Realistically, we've got a tough road to hoe to get this done this year, but we're fully prepared to make this an election issue in 2022 because we, first of all, we can't let people forget. And I think that's one thing that we've all fallen prey to from time to time is having a short memory. So I think this is something we'll make sure to bring out in 2022 and remind people and try to rally people behind because I think more and more people every day are waking up to what's happening. And then they don't like it.
Amen. Well, listen, Representative Eric Mortensen, we appreciate you, man. You're invited to come back at any time. If there's anything that you need to share, we are in 1530 a.m. in Minneapolis. It's got a strong signal. I believe we've got 5 radio stations in Minnesota alone that are broadcasting even now, as well as into 140 cities across the country, which sooner or later is probably going to come to their front door, too, if they don't respond to it now. But we appreciate you, man, and we wish the House, both sides of the aisle, as they say, were filled up with guys like you, because if they were, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. And I think it's important for us all to understand this applies to every single one of us, like it or not, in so many different ways.
Well, I'd love to come back again. I mean, there's so many other stories I want to take right to the people. So
sure. You got it, Eric, and I totally appreciate you. Do you have a website you want to drive people to or next?
Yeah, for sure. If people want to go to mortforhouse.com, again, mortforhouse, four is spelled out, or they can go to see me on Facebook at Representative Eric Mortensen.
I totally appreciate you, Eric. And in so many ways, thank you very much. Folks, this is what we need in government. People that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. You are now in a position in this country when injustice becomes policy, resistance becomes duty. Don't blame anybody else for what's taking place in this country if you are not willing to stand up and fight it off. Okay? It's about our kids at this point. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.